Okay, what I want you to do is have a shuffle around, get into the most comfy position you can, and when you're in that comfy position, close your eyes down. I want you to begin to relax all the tiny little muscles in and around your eyes, and just let them close down. And at the same time, I want you to remember that for the next few moments, nothing else matters except you relaxing and just listening quietly to my voice. In this time, allowing nothing to disturb you, nothing to bother you, nothing else to even interest you. None of those outside sounds that arrive will trouble you. Sounds of people talking, phones ringing, anything at all happening. None of the outside sounds will bother you at all. All of these things are just outside things. They don't matter, they don't affect you, so you can completely choose to ignore them in this moment. Right now, there is nothing to worry about, nothing to bother about, so you can just sit back and relax, completely calm, completely safe. And as you relax, you can begin to let every part of your body go limp and loose. I want you to imagine and to feel every single muscle, every one of them, just beginning to relax. And as you continue to relax, you can imagine any areas of tension just starting to dissolve. Any pressure, any tension, any stress from the last few weeks or the last few days. Any troubles, any challenges, any negative inner feelings, just let them take a back seat. Let them drift away and not bother you. Because as you continue to relax, you're able to explore within yourself, your own thoughts, those inner feelings, and many other things that you've come to know about yourself. Now, I don't know exactly when the last time was that you spent time just sitting or laying quietly with your eyes comfortably closed, allowing your mind to drift off no place in particular, but I know right now there really isn't anything else that you have to do. So why not allow yourself that luxury of being able to just drift along, listening and not listening at times, just a little bit at a time. As your conscious mind expects to be able to experience a level of comfort, your unconscious can expect something even deeper. So it really won't matter whether you consciously allow yourself that experience of a very deep, light relaxation, or unconsciously allow yourself a lighter state of deep relaxation. You really don't have to know just what to expect. But when you take the time to go inside, just like you're doing now, it becomes easier to notice how there's a part of you that knows how to breathe deeply. And you can expect that part to always be there, so that those deep and comforting breaths just seem to happen. There's a part of you aware of this moment, right here and now. And there's a part that knows all about later. And sooner or later, you can have the confidence of knowing over time that change is inevitable. Many people seem to work so hard at staying the same, as if that was even possible. Because you know, and I know, that change always happens. Important things that are sometimes quite unexpected, they can change your life for the better. A new thought, a new experience, a new belief, a new process. And you really don't know whether you can expect to be feeling that chair that you're sitting in, or the seat beneath you, the material you might be touching on those fingertips. And when you first started to listen to my words, you really didn't know exactly what to expect. That you'd be thinking about your future and the present, and that present that you can give yourself of a wonderful future, because today always precedes tomorrow. And you probably knew that yesterday, when you were thinking about tomorrow, that you would be here today, now learning something at a much deeper level than you're even aware of. And it's interesting to experience what happens when someone makes an important change. Now, I know folks who talk about planting seeds, even to the point of growing their own food, just to be able to independently nourish themselves. You know how planting seeds works. You dig a hole in the ground, you sprinkle in those seeds, you cover them up, and there's nothing more to see just yet, but there is a feeling, a very strong positive feeling inside of you that there's something important that's about to happen. And it may seem to take a while before anything happens, but you can retain that anticipation with enthusiasm that those seeds that you planted will surely yield something quite valuable. Because now there's a part of you that can be oriented to all future possibilities on the basis of the choices you make now, the decisions you make, and the actions you take now. The now, which then becomes your future. And you might even be able to feel that powerful sense of expectancy that something important is growing. Something quite valuable and necessary is happening within you. And it can feel really good to think about that change. And then to look forward in time to when you'll be able to look back over things that you did before, which makes things so good now, when later is now, and it just involved a lot of good planning. And you can plan. You can even expect the unexpected too, and then spontaneously discover things you thought you could never expect, which then seem to turn out even better. After all, sometimes we just can't know how well things can turn out. But if you remember, and I'm sure you can remember, when you were a very young child, how it was very difficult to know that one day you were going to be a grown-up. And the expectation you had as a child, it seemed so uncertain about when growing up would happen. And it's difficult and sometimes even quite amusing to remember so vividly that sometimes there are no expectations, and changes seem to happen anyway. A bit like growing from a child up into an adult. It's not something you have to know too much about. If I had all the time in the world, I'd talk about self-fulfilling prophecies, unconscious expectations, but I really don't need to mention those things right now. Perhaps later, something will occur to you about them at a much deeper level. But I can wonder whether you've noticed how your breathing has changed. I don't remember specifically saying anything about that. Perhaps you notice how your pulse rate has slowed down. Did you expect that to happen? Or did it just happen? Sometimes the most soothing changes occur with no expectation at all. Nothing forced. Just with the knowledge, the deep down knowledge that every change, it has a consequence. Every change brings a result. Have you noticed how much more relaxed you feel right now? How your feelings can feel much lighter, those thoughts much more comforting, as you begin to look forward to the many ways of change that you know will occur? Because that's what planting seeds is really about. You know things are changing. Over the next few hours, days, weeks, months, even years, things you can look forward to doing differently. and you can anticipate some of those changes quite well. But there's something even more profound that I'd like you to know about. There's a part of you that really knows well how to adjust to changes of the expected type. Perhaps even more importantly, there's a part of you that knows how to adjust to changes of the unexpected type. And I don't know if you have a name for that particular capability, that skill, a name or a label. Maybe it's just a general feeling that's familiar to you in those times. Maybe you see an image in your mind. Maybe you say something to yourself. Whatever it is, it's a part of you. It's a resource within you that you can use and have used successfully to manage different changes of all sorts. And you probably know what that resource is that I'm talking about, that feeling deep down within you. And now you can know how to enjoy that particular feeling, how to get to that feeling, that confidence that things can change, are changing, and at the times that you most want to or need to, you really can expect that feeling to feel so strong, so present in your awareness. And it will occur in lots of times, lots of places. Perhaps while listening to music and words, perhaps while thinking about things that you want to experience even more in the future, perhaps while simply closing those eyes to take in a few deep, relaxing breaths, while planting those seeds in the fertile ground of your own thoughts. So you can expect the expected, and you can expect the unexpected too. You can expect consciously what your unconscious could never expect. That expectation within you of what the future is all about as you begin to live it today and tomorrow, and when tomorrow becomes today, every day, one day at a time, and you now have all the building blocks for lots of wonderful future experiences. So right now I'd like you to begin allowing yourself to imagine something. I want you to use that imagination to imagine that you're walking along a path outside in a beautiful mountainous setting. Imagine you're outside walking along a path out in nature. You told me you like bushwalking and camping and hiking, so let's get out in nature. I want you to imagine walking along this path outside a mountainous setting, just allowing your comfort to increase with each step you take. And I don't know for sure all the amazing things that you'll be noticing outside as you walk along this path. Perhaps you'll enjoy all the colours all around you, noticing them now. Maybe you'll be aware of any tall trees that might stand out against the blue of a sky. A sky that may have fluffy white clouds drifting along and floating. Many people enjoy the sounds of nature. Listen to those sounds. There might be the sound of wind through the trees, or perhaps the trickle of a nearby stream or a river. Maybe there are birds singing. And as you walk along this path, I'd like you to imagine that you're also now carrying a large, heavy backpack. And with each step, you feel the weight of that backpack. And imagine that as you're walking, this path just seems to grow a little bit heavier with each step you take. Now this backpack, it's filled with all kinds of things, all kinds of objects that you might imagine are the cause of the way that you feel about yourself, about situations in life. The things which sometimes might make you feel anxious, overwhelmed, even sad or lonely, or anything else negative. This backpack you're carrying, it contains any sadness, any loneliness, any hurt, any doubts, perhaps even a little bit of anger, maybe even some rejection in there. It's all contained in this backpack that you're carrying. So as you continue to walk, you notice how this path begins to climb up a small hill. All the time, this pack just getting heavier and heavier, but you carry on. You continue, because you remember that just a short distance ahead, you'll soon come to the top of this hill, so you keep walking. And sure enough, before long, you reach the top of this hill. And the path opens out into a large field. Lots of green grass, perhaps some wildflowers. So you continue walking out into this open field, just looking around the top of this hill, taking in the sights and the sounds and the feelings of being out in nature all the time, carrying this heavy backpack. And as you look around, not too far away, you begin to notice a large and very colourful hot air balloon. And suspended from the bottom of that balloon is one of those large baskets. You know the kind, the baskets that are plenty large enough to carry several people or several heavy items. And to prevent this balloon from floating away, it's anchored down with thick, strong ropes. So I want you to walk over to that balloon now. And when you reach it, I want you to look into the basket at the bottom of that balloon. Peer into that basket and you'll see a large, strong wooden box. You'll notice how you can lift the lid of that box and see inside that it's empty. So now it's time to take off that heavy backpack. Take it off now and listen to it as it thuds to the ground. You must be so tired of carrying around in life the heavy burden of all of that negativity, all of those feelings, the feelings that you've been carrying around, whether you've noticed it or not, for such a long time. I want you to ask yourself, do I feel ready to get rid of any and all of these old, outdated, hurtful feelings? All of this negativity that may have been buried down deep inside myself. Things that have caused me so much hurt and pain and challenge and blocks in the past. Well, in a moment, I'm going to ask you to open up that backpack. And inside that backpack, you will find some objects and containers. And these containers, they hold all of the negative things, whether they're thoughts, emotions, fears, reactions, anxieties, situations, memories, people, places, anything else, anything that may have caused you to feel the way that you do about yourself, deep inside, or those things that may have caused you to respond in ways that you do now, which may be causing a challenge or a block. These things that you've been carrying, that have been weighing you down for some time now. Weighing you down, holding you back, blocking your progress, causing internal confusion perhaps, or overwhelm. Just buried pain. I want you to look into that backpack now. Open up that backpack. And begin to notice what kind of objects you find that may have caused this pain. And I want you to look at them closely. It's time to take your time, and you'll be able to see how any object that you bring out of that backpack, it might resemble a person, or people, or a situation, or an experience that has caused a challenge for you. I'll give you an example. If it was a specific person that may have hurt you in any way in the past, you might see a photograph of them, or something they used to wear. Or it may be the words that they used, written down on a piece of paper. If your association is with a place, you may see an old ticket or a postcard to that place, or some other symbol that's acceptable to your inner mind. There may have been feelings of frustration, or overwhelm, or jealousy, or guilt, or anger, or self-doubt, any sadness or loss. Your unconscious mind is identifying all of these things right now, just naturally. Things that have ever caused you pain, or feelings of inadequacy, or hopelessness, or fear, whatever it is. It's right here, just waiting to be unloaded. Now, some of these things might be identified very easily. Some of the things may seem to be just containers. So right now, it's time to trust your subconscious mind that whatever comes out of that backpack, whether you recognize it or not, the right thing to do is to release it. Now is the time to let it go. So I'd like you to begin to take those objects out, just slowly, one at a time. See it for what it is. See it for what it represents. Or see it as a container that just needs to be released. And then throw each item into that large wooden box, the box in the basket underneath that balloon. Take them out of the backpack and throw them all one by one into that box. And I think you're going to be pleased to notice that with every object you throw away, those feelings, the feelings of fear or worry or overwhelm or frustration or anger or guilt or sadness or any other blockages, that negativity can become less and less important. No longer having the same effect upon life. No longer having the same mental overwhelm or blocks, as you just toss them all into the box, and it can feel like such a relief, as if you're filling up that box with all of those negative feelings, as though you're cleansing yourself, becoming free, with a growing feeling of safety and comfort, and it can feel so good. And by the time that you've thrown away all of those objects, all of those bad feelings, I think you're going to be surprised, or perhaps you can just enjoy how free, how liberating, how very peaceful you can actually feel within yourself once you let things go. So go ahead now. Go ahead and throw all of those objects out, one at a time, into the box beneath that balloon. Throw them all into that box and notice how it feels so good. So good to empty that backpack. I'll give you a few moments. And when you've thrown the very last object into that box, the very last negative thing, whatever it represents, you can take a look at that box and notice how the box is full to the very top with all of those things that you need no more. I'll give you a few moments, and then we'll close and lock the lid of that box. Okay, now it's time to look deep into that backpack and see if there's anything left to throw out. And if there is, just throw it out into that box. And once that backpack is empty, I want you to lean over and close and lock the lid of that box. And then looking around, you might find a big knife or an axe. Something that you might find on the ground laying nearby, and I want you to use whatever you can find to cut through the ropes, those ropes that are securing that balloon to the ground. Find the tool, the knife, the axe, whatever it is, and use it to cut through those ropes right now. Use it to release that balloon, just let it go. Now, as you release that balloon, you can take a few steps back and rest back in comfort on that soft green grass. And simply watch as that balloon floats up into the sky, carrying away that box. The box that now carries within it all of those unwanted, hurtful, negative feelings and challenges, the things which until now have been this heavy burden to you, taking up mental time and space and energy. As that balloon drifts further into the distant blue of the sky, you can feel a sense of relief. That sense of relief as the balloon and its contents just drift away into the distance. Because you're now free of those feelings, so that they'll no longer have that influence upon your thoughts or the way you live your life, the decisions you make, and if any new feelings arrive, you can instantly place them into a new balloon basket every time you visit this field, ready to release at the end of each day if you wish. So very soon now that balloon will be out of sight, gone forever, and as it disappears, you'll be left with this feeling of peace and comfort and deep down relief. You can enjoy this feeling. You can allow this feeling of comfort and peace to flow all the way through you. Allow it to heal those feelings and sensations which may have caused pain to you in the past. And this process can continue for as long as is necessary for you to make all the changes you need to make. And as I count the numbers 1 to 5, you can slowly find yourself returning back, where your eyes will then open on the count of 5. And then you'll then become wide, wide awake, feeling fine, in perfect health, perhaps feeling better than you've done before, perhaps feeling as if you just returned from a deep, relaxing, powerful mental holiday. So let's return right now, retaining all the information, the techniques, the skills, the abilities, the absorption that you've just listened to. Returning now in 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Eyes open on 5, wide awake. Take a nice deep breath, have a stretch if you want. Welcome back.